to San Diego listener Bill on Immaculate Heart Radio. Bill, you're up next with Trent Horn. Hey.
Yeah, my comments are directed just to a very early, in fact, the earliest stages of pregnancy. I see no moral objection to preventing conception, such as with the morning after pill, or preventing implantation of a fertilized egg. And I admit that it's grounded partially in my atheism. There is no soul, there's no afterlife, and that's my belief, and that's a subject for another day. I admit that I don't want to say reassured, but I do believe that the mother, has complete control over body during that stage. I admit that as pregnancy continues and the fetus takes more and more the features and identity of a human being with limbs, etc., that I do get queasy about that. But that's why in my call today I'm limiting my comments to just that very early stage of pregnancy.
Bill, what is your question?
What is I see no moral objection whatsoever to preventing conception and terminating the pregnancy, such as through medical abortion in the very early stages of pregnancy. I see no moral objection whatsoever to that.
Well, I guess your question is, what could the possible moral objection be? And I would say to you that the moral objections to preventing conception are different than the moral objections to abortion. I'll have to set those aside. That's a topic for another time. However, preventing a embryo, it's not a fertilized egg is a misnomer. There's no such thing as a fertilized egg. Once fertilization completes, the human ova no longer exists and you have a new distinct human being. Fertilized egg is as nonsensical as the term born fetus. Once a fetus is born, it's not a fetus anymore. We call it an infant. So I would say that an embryo, preventing an embryo from implanting in the womb, it kills that embryo, and an embryo belongs to the human species, and we should treat all human beings equally. That would be the objection. So for me, my question to you, Bill, is, so there's embryos, then there's fetuses, then there's infants, then children, then children, teenagers, adults. You have these stages of development among human beings. I'm saying we should not kill any human being, no matter what stage they're at. You are saying, well, the embryo, that stage doesn't matter. Why should we prefer your view, where some stages don't matter, over my view, which is more equal, to say that they're all equally human and they should all be protected?
Yeah, I that's a good point. I don't regard the embryo, and I stand corrected, as a human being at that stage. And listen to this point.
Okay.
I do not believe with all of my being that there is an afterlife. Once we die, we're done.
Sure.
And the Catholic conception that we will be reanimated in our bodies, somehow it just does not seem to fit at that stage of the pregnancy. Tell me, when we see each other in the afterlife in the forms that we were in when we were alive, how should we address the two-day-old embryo, as you put it? It doesn't make sense to me. But there are other reasons why I'm an atheist.
Right, but I mean, that's interesting. There is, number one, if we see a baby in a nursery, we don't address them, but we might say, look at that cute little baby. So it's quite possible that in heaven, those who have been aborted at an early stage, those who have died, let's say a three-day-old embryo, we may see them and say, look at that cute little baby over there. Just as we would say, look at that cute little baby in a nursery who cannot respond to us either. It's also possible that human beings, small children who die, will continue to grow and develop and will be given perfect knowledge and resurrected bodies in heaven. And so they may have mature bodies and minds that are directly provided to them from God. It's a possibility. We don't know what might happen. To say that we can't understand it and so we reject it, to me, that is just that's hubris on our part, that just because we don't understand something doesn't mean we should reject it. We may have to confidently wait to see what turns out. So I guess to wrap up us, but that is not pertinent to the issue of abortion. There are atheists I know who are pro-life, and their exact reason for being pro-life is this is the only life you have. And that's why it's so wrong to end a human being's life, because that ends any chance they have at living whatsoever. So I guess Bill, the question is, it's going to come back to how you define a human being. I fear that on your terms, if you define it in a way that excludes human embryos but does not include non-human animals, that does not exclude infants, that it just might be arbitrary because you just don't have an emotional attachment to embryos. But that just seems arbitrary and a way to just disqualify them from having rights. You see how it's going to come back unless you can give us a consistent definition of what a human is? Otherwise, to say, I don't see how they can be human, I mean, how is that different from people in the 19th century who looked at black plantation workers, slaves, and said, I don't see how they could be human? You know, it's just an argument from feelings.
Yeah, Bill, we're getting slightly far afield. I appreciate your call. I remember you've called in the past, and when Trent's on again, if you want to tackle atheism and why you believe there is no soul, no afterlife, no God whatsoever, maybe you and Trent can discuss why there's any kind of grounding in morality at all on the atheist worldview. But I appreciate your contribution, Bill.